Welcome to Managing AML. I'm Dr. Keith Pratz. I'm live at the ASH Annual Meeting in Atlanta, Georgia. Today I'll be reviewing two clinical trial presentations. The first is a preliminary results of a phase 1 study of gilteritinib in patients with newly diagnosed acute myeloid leukemia. The second being an updated presentation of the safety and efficacy of venetoclax with decitabine or azacitidine in newly diagnosed unfit AML patients. Let's begin with the preliminary results of the phase 1 study of gilteritinib in combination with induction and consolidation chemotherapy in subjects with newly diagnosed acute myeloid leukemia. This study involves the incorporation of a tyrosine kinase inhibitor targeting FLT3, which is one of the more common mutations in acute myeloid leukemia, conferring poor overall outcomes, with standard induction chemotherapy with cytarabine and idarubicin. The study so far has accrued 50 patients since December of 2015. And the background here is that we're hopeful that the addition of a tyrosine kinase inhibitor to chemotherapy will improve the quality of remissions and overall survival in patients with this difficult to treat disease. The results that we'll present will show that patients achieved remissions at a rate of 100% in patients with FLT3 leukemia in a small subset of patients. We had 21 patients with FLT3 mutations, most of which were ITD mutations, and 19 out of the 21 patients achieved a complete remission with count recovery, and two other patients achieved complete remission with incomplete count recovery. The other patients on study had various other mutations, none of which involved the FLT3 gene, but in those groups of patients, we had an overall response rate of 61%. The large majority of those patients had intermediate and adverse cytogenetic characteristics, and the results there are consistent with what we would see with the backbone of the therapy. The addition of gilteritinib did not appear to increase any of the toxicity, as we saw typical cytopenias and infectious complications with the regimen. The next step of the study will be further expansion of a higher dose. We've done correlative studies as part of this study so far, and we believe we're nearing the dose where we think we'll achieve complete inhibition of FLT3, which in previous studies have been associated with favorable outcomes of this subset of patients. After the expansion cohorts are complete, we anticipate a randomized phase 3 study to establish the overall efficacy of gilteritinib in this patient population. For community practitioners, we're expecting one of the second generation FLT3 targeted agents to become available in the next year or two, and we're expecting that this will create other options for patients with FLT3 disease beyond the midostaurin, which is on the market currently. Then the second abstract which we'll present today is the safety and efficacy update of venetoclax with decitabine or azacitidine in treatment-naive elderly patients with acute myeloid leukemia. Venetoclax is an oral BCL-2 inhibitor that's been approved for use in relapsed and refractory chronic lymphocytic leukemia. This study is incorporating it into a low-intensity therapy involving one of the two demethylating agents for patients with newly diagnosed acute myeloid leukemia who are otherwise unfit for cytotoxic chemotherapy. Basis of the study, initially 50 patients were accrued in a dose escalation portion of the study, and 100 patients further were studied in an expansion phase, and the report here at the meeting will review the outcomes of both sets of those patients. The results of the study showed that this was a group of patients typical for elderly with a median age of 74 years. We treated 145 patients with 49 of those patients having poor risk cytogenetics and 51% of those patients having intermediate risk cytogenetics. Adverse events were typical of those seen with hypomethylating agents, most of which were cytopenias and infectious complications. Tolerability of venetoclax was excellent as we had very few patients discontinued for side effects related to study drug. The objective response rate, a complete remission and incomplete count recovery rate in the 145 eligible patients was 67%. With 30% of those patients having complete remission with full count recovery and 37% of those patients having complete remission with incomplete count recovery. Broken down by cytogenetic risk categories, 74% of patients achieved response who had an intermediate risk karyotype, and 60% of patients achieved a complete response or complete response with incomplete count recovery in a poor risk cytogenetic subgroup. The median time of a response was 11.3 months in all patients on study, and the median overall survival was 17.5 months of the patients on study. The steps of development of this combination involve the incorporation of venetoclax into an azacitidine backbone in a randomized placebo-controlled phase 3 study, which is currently enrolling in the United States and overseas. We're very optimistic with this combination, and we expect this will open up options for patients who are otherwise unfit for hospitalized care for their acute myeloid leukemia in the difficult-to-treat subset. Thank you for viewing this activity.